I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. There is an ancient instrument still in existence today with an origin linked to China before the 6th century BCE. It lives on in form and fashion, rekindled as a blend of something old and something new, yet still closely aligned with its deep history. It's called the guzheng. Some accounts assert that the origin of the guzheng, a zither-like instrument, with strings spread across multiple movable bridges from around 18 up to 25 or more, initially fitted with strings made of silk, is also the ancestor of several other Asian zither instruments, such as the Japanese koto and the Mongolian yatga. The guzheng's birthplace is linked to the Xin Dynasty, the first dynasty of Imperial China, 221 to 206 BCE. However, in 1979, an ancient guzheng was unearthed in southern China and dated to have been used around 598 BCE, making it the oldest on hand. Historical references point to the guzheng's presence during the spring and autumn seasons around 770 to 476 BC, when it regularly appeared at private royal court ceremonies and public events, a confirmation of its ever-growing popularity. As a plucked instrument, the guzheng, whose name means and translates in English as ancient, is the beneficiary of multiple playing styles depending on the region, and there are 6 stylistic schools dedicated to how the instrument is to be played, with each grounded in a 5-note pentatonic scale with a 4-octave range, though the player can create other pitches by merely bending the strings. To negotiate a guzheng, a player must have appropriately longer fingernails of 3 to 4 millimeters, or 3/4 of an inch or so, to pluck the strings. If they're too short, they will dampen the tone. On the other hand, if they are too long, they can impede the player's performance. Today's modernistic versions of the guzheng are still crafted in wood from a paulownia, one of the fastest growing trees in the world. Players these days often use finger picks, sometimes on both hands, as they perform, no longer at just royal ceremonies, but at world music festivals, in nightclubs and recording studios, at home, and at schools across the country. A living testimony affirming why nearly 100 million people in China embrace and play the guzheng. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.